This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-ma'uf wa rahmatullil alameen. Nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallim wa mabarak. So, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, we managed to finish the previous chapter, which is about Al-Iran. So, Kitab Al-Iran. So now, the main book, which is Kitab Al-Iran, what we'll do? The book will be discussing Al-Iran, Al-Iran, Bifatih Hamza, Jammu Yameen, is the plural of Yameen. Al-Iran is the plural of Yameen. Yameen is a oath, and as well. وأصل اليمين في اللغة اليد الجارحة. According to the language, the أصل of يمين, the word يمين is اليد الجارحة. The hand, which is the right hand, الجارحة, أي الكاسرة. You get it? The hand that he used to do things. That's the أصل of the word اليمين. So أصله اليد, the hand. وأطلقت على الحارث لأنهم كانوا إذا تحالفوا أخذ كل بيمين صاحبه. They call الحارث the swear, they call it يمين, because usually in the past when they swear, you know, they are taking oath, each one of them will hold at the hand of his brother, the one that is in the world. قال كانوا إذا تحالفوا أخذ كل يمين صاحب. So that's يمين, right? That's true. وهو جمع أيمان, that's أيمان, وهو جمع يمين, وأصله اليد الجارحة في اللغة. وأطلق على الحليب لأنهم كانوا إذا تحالفوا أخذ كل يمين صاحب. Clear إن شاء الله. الإنذار.
To warn somebody. You get it? To warn somebody. وأصله الإنذار بمعنى التخويف. Yeah, to warn somebody. وعرفه الراغب بأنه إيجاب ما ليس بواجب لحدوث أمر. الراغب الأصفهاني, he defines the another. He says إيجاب ما ليس بواجب لحدوث أمر. Making that which is not wajib, wajib, because of something that happens. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me to pass my exams, I will slaughter a sheep. I will slaughter a sheep if I got this. This is what we call another. Or I promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast 3 days if something happens. You get it? Usually it is like that. Because of something that makes you happy, then you promise to do something. You get it? So this is the meaning of the title of the book, the new book, Kitab al-Ayman wa al-Nudhur. So al-Ayman jam'u yameen, wa al-Nudhur jam'u nadhirin. So the first one is swearing, and the second one is promising, right? قَالَ بَابٌ النَّهْيُ عَنِ الْحَالِفِ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. So the first hadith quoted by Imam al-Nawawi is about the prohibition of swearing using the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال عن عبد الله بن عمر عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أدرك عمر بن الخطاب في ركب وعمر يحلف بأبيه فناداهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن الله ينهاكم أن تحلفوا بآبائكم فمن كان حالفا فليحلف بالله أو ليصمت. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Abdullah ibn Umar, said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Umar ibn al-Khattab fi rakbin, in al-Rakb. Wal-Rakb, Rukuman al-Ibil, the caravan, those people who are camel riders. Okay, when they say Rakb, usually they, you know, apply it on those who are riding camels, the caravan. You got it? هم العشرة فصاعدا, and this is applicable to 10 people, camel riders when they reach 10 and above. وقد يكون للخير. And sometimes they use it to address those who are riding horses, using horses also, not just the camel. المهم, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found him, you know, amongst a group of people who are riding an animal, horse, camel, whatever. وعمر يحلف بأبيه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met Umar while he was swearing by the name of his father. It used to be in the past they swear by Abai, their parent. فناداهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called them. فقال إن الله ينهاكم أن تحلفوا بآبائكم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى make it prohibited upon you to swear by your parent. فمن كان حالفا فليحلف بالله. Whoever wants to swear, he should swear by Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Whoever wants to swear, he should swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلِحْلِ بِاللَّهِ. And it is not necessary that whenever you swear, you have to use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can say, وَرَبُّ النَّاسِ وَرَبُّ الْكَعْبَةِ وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ النَّاسِ. You can swear by any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not necessarily this one. Yeah. That's why you say, وَاللَّهِ. And sometimes billah, sometimes tallah, you know. So not necessarily billah, I can wallah, billah. Billahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. No. So you can swear by any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or sifa min sifatillahi azza wa jal. بدليل أنه كان يحلف بغير هذا اللفظ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to swear by other than this name. He used to say, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. He used to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ. He used to, that one is not swearing, but he used to say, وَمُقَلِّبِ الْقُلُوبِ. وَمُقَلِّبِ الْقُلُوبِ. كَمَا سَيَأْتِي. He says, this one will come, inshallah, in the future. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلِيَحْلِبْ بِاللَّهِ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. He should swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeps quiet. Exactly, inshallah. قال وفي رواية لأبي داود والنسائي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه مرفوعا لا تحلفوا بآبائكم ولا بأمهاتكم ولا بالأنداد ولا تحلفوا بالله إلا وأنتم صادقون. In another narration لأبي داود والنسائي from أبو هريرة يرفعه إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَحْلِفُوا بِآبَائِكُمْ. Do not swear using the name of your parent. وَأَبِي, you know, they used to do that. وَأُمِّي, you know. They used to swear by the name of their names of their parents, male and the females. وَلَا بِأُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't also swear by the name of your mothers. وَلَا بِالْأَنْدَادِ. الْأَنْدَادِ, والند هو المثل. You shouldn't swear by الأوثان. مثل يعني those that they made them equal to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. أعوذ بالله. So he says, don't swear by the أوثان. They used to do that. واللات واللاتي والعزى. You know, واللاتي والعزى. They used to swear by those idols. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, ولا تحلفوا بالله إلا وأنتم صادقون. And don't swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except when you know for sure you are saying the truth, you are speaking the truth. That's why you see one of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not speak to them is a person that swears by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kathiban. Kathiban. Swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, lying itself is a problem, big problem in Islam. But to swear by Allah and you know you are lying, it's making the situation worse. It's making it worse. قال ولا تحلفوا بالله إلا وأنتم صادقون. Two lectures. قال الصنعاني الحديثان دليلان على النهي عن الحالف بغير الله تعالى. وهو للتحريم كما هو أصله So from these two hadith, we learn that it is haram for somebody to use other than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them from you doing it, and these type of statements, dalla ala at-tahrim, they confirm impermissibility, according to the scholars. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't, do not, it means haram. If somebody says halal, then he has to provide evidence that shows that a version of the text, the meaning of the text to another meaning, which is possible. If he can prove it, then we go to that one. If he can't, then we go back to the asl. What is asl? Prohibition. وَبِهِ قَالَتِ الْحَنَابِلَ وَالظَّاهِرِيَّةِ And this is the clear opinion of the Hanabila and the Zahiriyya. وَقَالَ ابْنُ عَبْدِ الْبَرِّ لَا يَجُوزُ الْحَالِفُ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِالْإِجْمَعِ Ibn Abdul Barr says there was no question, you know, amongst the scholars that it is haram for somebody to use the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ عَنْهُ أَنَّ الْيَمِينَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ مَكْرُوهَا In another narration from the same person, Abu Umar, Ibn Abdul Barr, he says, swearing by the name of other than Allah, makruha. Makruha means disliked. However, this dislikeness doesn't mean the literal meaning of the dislikeness. Because of what he says after that. He says, makruhatun manhiyun anha. You know, Sharia says it's haram for you to do it. La yajuzu li ahadin al-halifu biha. It is not permissible for anyone to use this to use other than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his word. So when he says this, we understand that the word makruha meant haram. Some scholars, when they said makruh, they're talking about haram. And this one comes in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And then, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, you know, infaq, you know, عَدَمُ التَّقْتِيرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about لا تقتلوا أولادكم. Talked about don't commit zina. You know, talk about shirk, talk about not committing zina, talk about not murdering others, and talk about taking the wealth of the orphan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about causing deficiency in the measurement scale that you're weighing the right of others. And he talks about speaking about him without knowledge. All of these are big prohibited things in Islam. But then after that he says, كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا Each and every one of them is makruh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The evil consequence of these mentioned is makruh. But makruh here, everyone knows that shirk is not makruh. Yeah, you get it? Because haram is makruh also at the same time. Haram is also makruh, because what is makruh? Disliked. Any haram is disliked. You get it? So according to the language, sometimes you might find scholars using this, but they meant karaha. That's why reading about the manahij al-ulama, the manhaj of the scholars, is good. You know, because sometimes you might see him using a word, you think that he's talking about the literal meaning, but in reality he's not. He has his own special manhaj. If he says this, he meant this. If he says this, he meant this. If you don't know, you will judge him in the wrong way. Is that clear, inshallah? So if I come and I read, Ibn Abdul Barr says makruha, and then I stop. What does that mean? I would say swearing by other than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is makruh. Makruh means if you do, you will not get sin, but if you don't do, you will get reward. But this is not the case. Ibn Abdul Barr says it is haram upon anyone to use the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his swear. Is that clear, inshallah? Okay. Qala qawluhu la yajuzu qala bayanun بيان أنه أراد بالكراهة التحريم كما صرح به أولا وقال الماوردي لا يجوز لأحد أن يحلف بغير الله لا بطلاق ولا بعتاق ولا بنذر A person is not allowed any Muslim, anyone is not allowed to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not with talaq Some people say with what talaq Different types of mentalities والعتاق والنذر وَإِذَا حَلَفَ الْحَاكِمُ This is quite interesting. He said, وَإِذَا حَلَفَ الْحَاكِمُ بِذَلِكَ وَجَبَ عَزْلُهُ If a judge used these things, yeah, then it is wajib upon the leader, the imam, the authority, the prime minister, president, to fire him immediately. Yeah, those people, they mean business when they come to the religion.
Yeah, no compromise. And if you're going to compromise any part of the religion, how can you guarantee that this person is going to be just in his ahkam? Right? Because what helps him to be just when two people came to him? The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he's messing up the sharia, doesn't care, doing things in his own way, how can I be sure that this person will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to making decision? You get it? That's why Imam Malik, when the Qadi made a mistake, you know, asked him about some hadith, and Imam Malik was in an inappropriate situation. He asked them to go and beat him up, and he did not know that this is Qadi. So they went, they found that this is Qadi. When they found out that this is a Qadi, they came back to Imam Malik. This is the Qadi of the country, of Medina. They told Imam Malik, but Sheikh, this is a Qadi. They thought this is just a normal person who was talking to Imam Malik, but they found that this is number two in the city, you know, in Medina. They told him, Imam, this is Qadi. He says, go and beat him 20 times. Al-Qadi haqqu man yu'addab. He says the Qadi is the most appropriate person to be given tarbiyah. And he listened. They enjoy beating him up 20 times. Yeah. And then Imam Malik called him at night. He says, sorry, because the reason why I did that, it is because you did not respect the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can you ask me to read for you a hadith when you saw me in the way you saw me? Because Imam Malik, they said, when students come to his house to learn hadith, if you know about the purpose, the maid told him, the servant told him about what brought the students, if it is hadith, you go and take shower first, wash himself, ask somebody to clean the place, wear the best of his dress, and then come to the majlis and learn hadith, put perfume. Yeah. You can understand why their knowledge is mubarak, yani. Yeah, because they also respect that which they are learning. And if he's doing this with the sunnah, what do you think with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawfiq. So he says, wajab azluhu wa inda jumhur shafi'iyya wal mashhur an al-malikiyya annahu lil karaha wa mithluhu lil hadawiyya ma lam yusawwi fi ta'zim. Some scholars, vast majority of the shafi'iyya and also the malikiyya, they said it's makruh. Using the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is makruh. And some scholars said it is makruh as long as he doesn't make that one equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qultu, Imam al-San'ani says, my response to that, أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْفَى أَنَّ الْحَدِيثَ وَاضِحَ فِي التَّحْرِيمِ كَمَا سَمِعْتَ. He said those ahadiths, they are very clear, saying that it is prohibited upon a person to use the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولما أخرج أبو داود والحاكم واللفظ له من حديث ابن عمر أنه قال من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر. There is a narration from Abu Dawood that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever swears by other than Allah سبحانه وتعالى فقد كفر. He becomes كافر. وفي رواية للحاكم كل يمين. How is it possible for somebody to say makruh after this word? وفي رواية للحاكم كل يمين يحلف بها دون الله تعالى شرك. Any يمين that somebody uses to swear by other than Allah سبحانه وتعالى فهي شرك. Adam, please ask those one. If this is not their sister, please they should. Huh? It's inappropriate. They're lying down next to it. Just an advice. If you are not relative to each other, it is inappropriate the way you are sitting. Yeah, please. Fix it for your own benefit. Where are we? Okay, so he says, "Kullu yaminin yuhlafu biha dun Allah Taala shirkun." Any yamin that somebody uses to swear by, you know, somebody other than Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, that yamin is shirk. رواه أحمد بلفظ من حلف ورواه أحمد بلفظ من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. Imam Ahmad has another narration that says whoever swears by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is committing shirk. وأخرج مسلم من حلف منكم فقال في حلفه واللات والعزى فليقل لا إله إلا الله. But Muslim narrated another narration that says whoever swears by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his yameen واللات والعزى فليقل لا إله إلا الله. He should say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله once again. وأخرج النسائي من حديث سعد بن أبي وقاص أنه حلف باللات والعزى قال فذكرت ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال قل لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. سعد بن أبي وقاص said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم I swear by اللات والعزى. So he told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم this. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him you should say لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. وانفث عن يسارك ثلاثا and blow you know on your left side three times and say وتعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم and say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم three times أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تعد. You get it? ولا تعد and don't do that again. قال فهذه الأحاديث الأخيرة تقوي القول بي بأنه محرم. So all of these ahadith are supporting the statement that says it is haram for a person to use the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لتصريحها بأنه شرك من غير تأويل. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it's shirk. And there is no ta'wil in this. ولذا أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بتجديد الإسلام والإتيان بكلمة التوحيد. Otherwise, why would the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask them to renew the Islam and to also bring Kalimat al-Tawheed once again? You get the idea, right? This is, I think, very clear, right? Very clear. واستدل القائل بالكراهة بحديث أفلح وأبيه إن صدق. Those people who said it's makruh, they used the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when that person came to him and said, يا رسول الله خمس صلوات في اليوم والليلة. The five daily prayers that I should be praying on the daily basis. هل علي غيرها? Is there anything that is wajib upon me other than them? قال لا إلا أن تطوع. He says no, except if you want to do تطوع. And then he asked him about Hajj. He asked him about zakah and sawm. And then the man was asking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم anything else? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم will tell him no, there is nothing else except if you want to do the sunnah. After he finished asking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, he said, والذي بعثك بالحق لا أزيد على هذا ولا أنقص منه. He said, Rasulullah, I swear by the one who sent you with the truth. I will not add and I will not decrease. Meaning, he will not pray sunnah. I will pray five times in a day. Finish. I will fast in Ramadan. Finished. I will go for Hajj once in my life. That's it. And I will pay the zakah if I have money, but to give charity, no. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْلَحَ وَأَبِيهِ إِنْ صَدَقَ. He said, أَفْلَحَ وَأَبِيهِ. If you look at وَأَبِيهِ, it's like swearing by his father. أَفْلَحَ وَأَبِيهِ إِنْ صَدَقَ. So those callers, they say, oh, that's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using it. Somebody other than Allah SWT and his swearing, that means it is just makruh. Do you get it? There he says haram, but here he did. So they say that's me, it's just makruh. Is that clear? Akhrajahu Muslim. This hadith is authentic. وَوْجِيبَ عَنْهُ أَوَّلًا بِأَنَّهُ قَالَ ابْنَ عَبْدِ الْبَرِّ. Abu Umar said, when he was answering this, إِنَّ هَذِي اللَّفْظَ غَيْرُ مَحْفُوظَ. Yeah, what is mahfuz? أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حلف بالله. He get it? حلف بالله ما حلف بأبي الرجل. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the name of the father. But there are some of the ruwat who mentioned this. So what is known to be part of the hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use this. Somebody used it amongst the ruwat. وَقَدْ جَاءَتْ عَنْ رَاوِيهَا أَفْلَحَ وَاللَّهِ إِنْ صَدَقَ. From the same rawi, we got the other narration that says, أَفْلَحَ وَاللَّهِ إِنْ صَدَقَ. So the same rawi is saying, وَاللَّهِ, and sometimes, وَأَبِي. So we will understand that from the ruwat بعد الراوي هذا. Rubbama, somebody made a mistake. Yeah. Which one are we going to take? We take the one that goes with the usul. The usul says, you are not allowed to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that clear? Then we will confirm that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention that. قَالَ بَلْ زَعْمَ بَعَضُوهُمْ أَنَّ رَاوِيهَا صَحَّفَهَا أي صَحَّفَ لَفْظَةُ وَاللَّهِ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ. Some of them claim that actually there is a mistake that happens from one of the ruwat. A tasheef means to twist the meaning to another, the word to change it to another word. You get it? قال ثانية أنها لم تخرج مخرج القسم. So the first, reply is the one that says, actually this is wrong from one of the ruwat. The correct riwaya is wallahi, not wabi. Another reply said, no, actually he wasn't even swearing by Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not swearing by Allah. Makhraj is makhraj al-qasam. بل هي من كلام من الكلام الذي يجري على الألسنة من غير قصد معناها. This is one of the things that people say without intending the meaning. Yeah, the Arabs, sometimes they say this in every custom actually. You get it? There are some you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you don't mean it. Yeah, sometimes, wallah, wallah, wallah. You know? But if somebody asks you, are you sure? No, you're not. Yeah. مِثْلُ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاءَ. Like when you say تَرِبَتْ يَدَاءَ, تَرِبَتْ يَدَاءَكَ. وَقَوْلُنَا مِنْ غَيْرِ تَأْوِيلٍ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ تَأْوِيلِ الْقَائِلِ بِالْكَرَاهَا. So it says, if you remember last time, he says, تُسَرِّحُ بِالشِّرْكِ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَأْوِيلِ, without ta'wil. So he said he is referring to the ta'wil of those people who said they moved the nas from tahrim ila al-karaha. He said without any ta'wil. فَإِنَّهُ تَأَوَّلَ قَوْلَهُ, because those people, they did the ta'wil of فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ بِمَا قَالَهُ التِّرْمِذِي قَدْ حَمَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ مِثْلَ هَذَا عَلَى التَّغْلِيظِ كَمَا حَمَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ قَوْلَهُ الرِّيَاءُ شِرْكٌ. So those scholars, they said ashraka in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't mean shirk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just wants to emphasize more to show to the people that this is very big matter. They call it at-taghliz. You know, if I ask you to say wallah, okay, that's a normal way of swearing. When I want to do the taghliz, I tell you, Hamad, you should say billahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa خالق السماوات والأرض. I added some ingredient. You get it? Or I do like my Somalian student. He says, وَوَاللَّهِ وَتَاللَّهِ وَبِاللَّهِ. In one statement, he put all of these. What do you call this? Emphasis. And also تغليظ. Sometimes تغليظ يكون بالمكان. You take a person to a place to ask him to swear by Allah. Mimbar, for instance. If you're in Makkah, you take him to the member of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sorry, Medina, take him to the next to the member of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're in Makkah, go to Kaaba. Ask him to swear by Allah. Usually if this person is lying, he will not do. Yeah. You get it? Because of the prestige that we have. Somebody told me that a gangster was given a chance to go for Hajj. Very bad person. He said the moment he saw Kaaba, he ran away. SubhanAllah, strong feeling in him, he think that he brought himself into. SubhanAllah. So they do the taqlid al-yameen. In Makkah, they take a person next to a Kaaba. O Maqam Ibrahim. You get it? In some places where they don't have Masjid Rasulullah, they don't have Kaaba, they do it after Asr. Yeah, because after Asr also is really a special time. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, حَلَفَ بِيَمِينٍ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ. Why بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ? Why not بَعْدَ الظُّهُرِ? So that's mean that it's something, you know, some hyper, because this is the time when things cool down, calm down. Allahu alam, what exactly is in that moment of time, but the Prophet sallallahu also talk about this, that this person is in trouble because he swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kadiban ba'd salat al-asr. In some places, the taglis al-yameen, they do it with the Quran. You know, they have this, I'm going to ask you also a question, is it halal or haram? Yeah? You know, they have this handwritten Quran, right? People really respect it, yeah, because even the way it looks, and sometimes even the cover, they made it from old skin. And now, alhamdulillah, when we pray with these sajadat, right? In the past, they have sajada. You know what they used to pray with? The skin of the sheep and the goat. They tan it, fix it properly. You know, they put, you just see the size of the what do you call it, the shape of a sheep, but this is how they pray. So these type of things are really respected. So they will bring this old mushaf, we don't even know since when it was there. It's there in the court. And they put the skin of the animal on the wall. And then they put that Quran. So when the person comes and he sees it, he knows that, yeah, that is something really big is going to happen. So the judge will call him. Okay, come. They will bring that Quran. They will never tell him, say, Oksimu billah. They will bring the Quran first, ask him to hold it, put on his head. Subhanallah. They said, the moment he put on his head, the whole crowd in the court will say, Inna lillahi wa They said that after that, you will see a person crying. Sometimes he will just decline, tell the court, I don't want it. Yeah. Is it halal to go? Okay, fatwa comes from the mufti. Yeah. Why can't we say that this is one of the best ways to detect the criminals? I thought you were going to mention something that I will accept you. They don't. Actually, they are not doing it because of that. Yeah, because of the prestige they have, that Quran is a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that, but the nature was, the way it was written, looking at this to be a very old Quran, and also some of the circumstances where somebody came out of the court, after a few days, he became majnun. So they have in their culture that if you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is something wrong, most likely your aql will be gone. So collectively, all of these circumstances, the prestige and the fear he has of what will happen in the future, and also the environment in the masjid. When he put on his head, before he even start talking, they say, La ilaha illallah, or inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. All of this will make him cry, and then he will tell the court sometimes, I don't want, even if it is his right, because of the fear of what exactly can happen to him after this. So it's wrong to go for this. Taghliz al-yameen is halal, but to go for this is wrong, because sometimes you might deprive sahib al-haq min haqqihi. You have to put the accused person and the complainant, they must be in a very comfortable situation for them to present their case. You have to give them comfort. And you also, as a judge, you need this. Yeah, you need this. That's why they said Qadi has to be smart and sahib al-firasa. Yeah, when you read the cases run by Qadi Iyas, subhanAllah, very amazing things. I remember a case when somebody denied the loan that he took from his friend. He said, I did not take anything. I did not even know where is he talking about. So the judge looked at the complainant and he told him, you said you gave him this money, right? He said, yes. Do you know the place? He said, yes. He said, he doesn't even know this place. He said, never mind. Sometimes you might be wrong. You think that something happens. But if you go to the place where you think the thing happens, you remember what exactly happened. So I'll be waiting for you since the place is not too far. Go to the place and think for a while. If you manage to remember, alhamdulillah. If you don't manage to remember, just come back to us. And he told the accused person, you just wait here. You go on and do that and come back. And subhanAllah, look at the firasa. He let this person, okay, he said, just stay in the court. You know, in the court, you have to laugh. That's why one of the rules in the court, you cannot laugh. Because you're going to see funny cases. Yeah, a lot of funny cases. So this man was sitting in the court, and the judge continued to deal with other cases. So people are laughing. He also started to laugh. This is what the judge wants, to let him relax first. You get it? To forget that case, yeah? To forget that he has an issue with somebody. So when the judge realized that, yeah, this person is deeply involved in the other cases, he looked at him, he said, oh, by the way, do you think your friend reached that place that he said he gave you the loan? He said, no, it's too far. He said, A'udhu Billah, you just told me you don't even know the place. He said, yeah, I do Allah, give him his money. So he smiled and he confessed. He said, yes, I took the money from him. So that's why they said that Qadi has to be very smart. So you have to give them comfort for them to be able to express their right. To talk in the way they believe they can extract a right from the one who is taking it from them. May Allah grant us good. So these scholars, they said, actually, this saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashraka kharaja min bab at-taghlid fil yameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min bab at-taghlid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just wanted, not taghlid fil yameen, min bab at-taghlid. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just want to tell people that this is a very serious matter in Islam. Just like the qawlihi, this is Tirmizi saying, just like the qawl al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ar-riya'u shirkun. They also said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just telling people that this is a very big matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they would not take it lightly. وَوَجِيبَ بِأَنَّ هَذَا إِنَّمَا يَدْفَعُ الْقَوْلَ بِكُفْرِ مَنْ حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. He says, even if we accept this, we just take it to avoid calling this person kafir. Kafir, the one who goes out of Islam completely. وَلَا يَدْفَعُ التَّحْرِيمَ وَلَا يَدْفَعُ التَّحْرِيمَ. But it doesn't reject the impermissibility. So we say that these ahadiths, they confirm impermissibility, but at the same time, this ta'wil by those scholars, we use it to say that if somebody does that, he is not a kafir, however, he commit one of the sins. Yeah, one of the major sins, actually. Yeah. Is that clear? So he commit a sin. So we say what he did is haram, but at the same time, he is not a kafir. كما أن الرياء محرم اتفاقا. Just like the way ريا is محرم اتفاق. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الشرك, but everyone believes that ريا is حرام. ولا يكفر من فعله كما قال ذلك البعض. Some scholars are saying that if a person does ريا, he is كافر. He said this is wrong. The one who does ريا is not a كافر. واستدل القائل بالكراهة بأن الله تعالى قد أقسم في كتابه المجيد بالمخلوقات من الشمس والقمر وغيرها. Those people who said it's makruh, they said, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears by الشمس, by the creation. He swears by the shams. He swears by the qamar. He swears by the duha. He swears by the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأجيب بأنه ليس للعبد الاقتداء بالرب تعالى. فَإِنَّهُ يَفَعْلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. We are not supposed to imitate رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You get it? Imitating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wrong. Wrong. You can't imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his khasa'is. Then you become mushrik. You're making yourself similar to رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Unless if Allah commands you to do something, which he did, then we do. Because of his command. But we cannot say, oh, Allah did that, we also have to do it. Is that clear? We cannot say this. قال ويحكم ما يريد على أنها كلها مؤدية بأن مؤولة بأن المراد رب الشمس ونحوه. And he says, actually some scholars said all of these places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the makhluqat, they said there is a hidden word here. There is a hidden word which is رب الشمس والشمس أي ورب الشمس والقمر أي ورب القمر. You get it? So even if we say there is no hidden words there, but the scholar said, وَاللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ وَيَحْكُمُ بِمَا يُرِيدُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. ووجه التحريم أن الحلف يقتضي تعظيم المخلوق به. The reason why it is haram to use other than the name of Allah, because it shows what? Reverence, right? You're glorifying that thing. You're putting it in a higher position, more than its own position.
ومنع النفس عن الفعل أو عزمها عليه بمجرد عظمة من حلف به.
And also you stop yourself from doing thing because you think that thing has a big respect.
وحقيقة العظمة مختصة بالله عز وجل. And this عظمة is supposed to be for Allah, رب العالمين alone. فلا يلحق به غيره. Nobody has it other than Allah. ويحرم الحلف بالبراءة من الحلف بالبراءة من الإسلام.
It's haram for a person to swear by البراءة من الإسلام.
أو البراءة من الإسلام means he disconnected himself from Islam or from the deen.
أو بأنه يهودي or he is يهود.
You have a lot of characters in this dunya.
أو نحو ذلك لما أخرجه أبو داود
because of the narration of Abu Dawood وابن ماجه والنسائي بإسناد على شرط مسلم من حديث بريدة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حلف فقال إني بريء من الإسلام.
Whoever swears and he says I am disconnecting myself from Islam.
فإن كان كاذبا فهو كما قال.
If he is lying, it's just like what he said.
وإن كان صادقا
wait.
فإن كان كاذبا فهو كما قال.
And he said he is بريء من الإسلام, right?
Yeah. بريء من الإسلام.
فهو كما قال.
وإن كان صادقا فلن يرجع إلى الإسلام سالما.
If he is truthful, then he will never be able to come back to Islam free of blame.
You got it now?
Alhamdulillah.
So from this we learn that it is haram for a person to use this word.
I can't imagine how a person will come and do this. But unfortunately, in some of these countries, without mentioning names, and these are Muslim countries, the members of those communities will tell you that cursing Allah is very simple by the Muslims themselves. Very rampant, you know.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa rafiya. ولأظهر عدم وجوب الكفارة في الحلف بهذه المحرمات.
And the closest opinion is the one that says it is not wajib to make kafara when the person makes oath using the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
These muharramat, if a person swears by anything other than Allah, is it wajib upon him to do kafara when he doesn't do what he said he will do?
قال عدم وجوبها.
Because al-yamin هذه لا تنعقد.
Okay? The yamin is not established yet.
إذ الكفارة مشروعة فيما أذن الله تعالى به.
Because kafara is مشروعة on matters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits, right?
أن يحلف به لا فيما نهى عنه. أذن الله أن يحلف به لا فيما نهى عنه.
Those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you can swear by them, not the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to use them when you are swearing.
ولأنه لم يذكر الشارع كفارة بل ذكر أنه يقول كلمة التوحيد لا غير.
And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not mention kafara for that person, but he says he has to say كلمة الشهادة once again.
He has to say the kalimat shahada once again.
Is that clear, inshallah?
So, inshallah, we stop here, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. In the next dars, we go to another important topic that benefits especially the judges.
Al-yaminu ala niyati al-mustahlif.
Okay, barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Sheikh.
Show mercy to yourself. Show mercy to yourself. Show mercy, Adam.
Show mercy. Actually, I have a few questions because it's quite something that you see often. Mm. First question, it happened. Someone in this university, he told me, Wallahi, I will go to Bangkok. And he said, Wallahi, I will go to Bangkok.
So what is it in Bangkok?
Yeah, to visit me.
Oh, to visit you. Just mention correctly. Don't say just Bangkok.
No, he said, I will come to
Bangkok. No. But the intention is to visit you.
So. No. So I told him, now you have to come. If you don't come, you have to make a fast.
correct?
Yeah, if he swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he meant this, the yameen, he has to do kafara.
Second question. Okay, if someone makes yameen to do something which is wajib, like for example,
he will come, inshallah. Yeah.
Sheikh, how about if Sheikh, when you play football, right? You know some of the people, like the ball, is it out or not? So a person says, wallahi, it is out. Another person.
Even in the football, he is making wallahi.
So Sheikh, wallahi, it's not out.
Uh-huh.
So someone should be right now.
I know. But those out. Both of them, these are lagul yameen.
Yeah, so what do you mean?
Lagul yameen. Yeah, this one, there is no kafara in it. Kafara faqat ala yameen al-mun'aqida. Lagul yameen, there is no kafara in it. Wallahi it went in. Wallahi it did not go in. But then we go back to the CCTV. We see that it doesn't. It actually did not go in. Or it actually went inside. You get it? Both of them don't do kafara. لا يؤخذكم الله باللغو في أمان. ولكن ننصحهما. Please, football is halal if you do it correctly. No showing the aura, wearing dressing properly, you know, it's halal. To give fun to yourself, you know, as long as there is no free mixing. Otherwise, all of the other ones that contain free mixing, they are wrong Islamically. It's very clear. But if it is done in the right way, it's halal. So friends go and play football, and that's good. But at the same time, you should tell them, please, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very serious matter. Don't put it in these games, you know. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good. Last one. I don't want Adam to rebel. I
know. So if a person says, I swear by the Quran, the
yameen
is
munaqida. And he yaqsud sifat Allah azza wa jalla. إذا يقصد صفة الله كلام الله then that's يمين ملاقدة. You cannot say I swear by the Mus'haf because Mus'haf is the papers and the ink and this one is wrong but Quran كلام الله. سلام ورحمة الله. سلام. No, not necessary. He raised on the Oksimu bil Mus'haf. Oksimu bil Kitab Allah. And he was showing that. Even the written.
It's the Quran.
Even the written one.
No, like it is the Quran.
No, it's makruh wal Quran. Have the Kitaba. These are ink and papers.
Sheikh, but then if a person says, by the Mus'haf.
What is Mus'haf?
No, it's the book, but
the
written,
it's
the Quran.
What is Mus'haf?
I'm
Sheikh,
but then the thing that's written
in the Mus'haf. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But even if you talk about the Maktub, it's Maktub. When you look at, you open it, yeah, Maktub, the Quran. When you open it, what do you see? This Maktub, right? Subul al-Salam, right? When you look at it, if you say you're swearing by this, these are ink and that's why when you say a Quran, هذا هو المقروء, the one that comes, not your sawt, الصوت صوت القاري, نعم, والكلام كلام الباري, لكن الصوت صوت القاري. هذا الصوت الذي يخرج, if a person swears by this sawt, he is committing shirk. Because this is your voice. But you are reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That مقروء, the one that you are reading, you know, not your voice, the one that you're reading, is Kalamullah Azza wa Jalla. If a person is swearing by the Mus'haf, but his intention is the Quran itself, the Makru, we will advise him not to do that again. Because the first thing that comes to the mind of anyone who hears you is, you're swearing by Mus'haf. That's why in some places they even hold it first. Right? They hold it and they swear. Is that clear?
Sure.
How many sifat we have for Rabbul Alameen? A lot. That's why if somebody even asks you advice, you should tell them the best. Just say Wallah. You get it? Wal Quddus, Wal Aziz, Wal Jabbar. And then come to this, which some scholars might say this some. You know. However, since people do, then we have to look for the hukum for that. That's what we talk. But when we advise people to avoid this and just use a clear name of Allah where nobody can tell you why. You know.
As-salamu
alaykum. Adam, I'm not responsible.
You mentioned cases whereby, if, like, let's say you pass your exams and then you say I'll fast for a few days. Is there any cases whereby that action is recommended?
You were saying this? No, it's not. Inshallah, I hope Lamir Sanani will talk about this in the future. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually asked people not to use this. Another. He said, نَمَا يُسْتَخْرَجُ بِهِ مِنَ الْبَخِيلِ. We use it to get something from a stingy person. A serious person doesn't need to say, I promise for him to give. And also, usually people get into trouble after that. Wallah, if I get B, I will fast for 3 days. Allah gave him A. Unless if he's going to act like Juha and say, I was looking for B, that I did not ask for A. You get it? And then now he will call a scholar fatwa because he thinks he cannot fast for 3 days. This is wrong. Just go straightforward. Ya Allah, help me to pass my test, my exams. After you pass, you know, you pass, then come and fast for 10, 20 days without promising. Do it as you want. You know, that's the best way to make it. Yes, Adam. Yeah. You're the one. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shaykh wa ahsan la alaikum fi dunya wal akhirah. This is what Islamic banks are doing, they rebrand riba. So, how to explain to extended family members in a simple manner, because when they are advised, they say that it's an Islamic bank and has a Sharia advisor, etc.
Somebody should sit with them in a nice way, a nice meeting, and bring statements of scholars. If he is not one of them, talk to them in a nice way. That this time of ours, many people manipulate things, you know, and Islam is distorted, reinterpreted so many things. You know, bring the interpretation of the early scholars. What did they say concerning this and that? You get it? And the nusus of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how much people are using Islam to gain their dunya gains. You get it? And how much fatwa been bought by the those institutions. You get it? Where a Muslim is supposed to be very careful not to accept everything. I mean, be calm, don't fight, and bring the nusus from the early scholars, inshallah, they will listen, bi-idhnillah.
Jazakumullah khair, Shaykh. If private sins burns reward, is there any way I can recover them back? Can my repentance do that? Does private sins also erase my sadaqah deeds?
If what?
If private sins which are done in private, they burn away your good deeds. So is there any way we can get back the deeds which were destroyed by the private sin? And can the tawbah from
when
the private sin?
When does Zil mention, I need to know this hadith where private sins are burning the righteous deed. We have to confirm this, because I never know. Private sins destroys the deeds of a person. No problem. Nuqulat an as-salaf yustadallu laha, la yustadallu biha. Ka'ina man kanu. Yustadallu laha, la yustadallu biha. Whatever you found from a scholar, we try to find evidence to support it. We don't use it as an evidence. You get it? So if there is something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says that, ahl al-ayn wa ras. If there is nothing from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a companion said it and it is attributed to him authentically, we are sure 100% it is authentic, then we will say yes, he must have taken it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as it doesn't contradict something in the Quran. You get it? Yeah. Otherwise, la yastaqimu lin-nas al-haya. Who doesn't commit sin in secret? Sins, usually good people, they also commit sins. They don't expose themselves. Sabar. They don't expose themselves. How do you expect life to be, you know? Every day, the righteous deeds are gone. Every day are gone. لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ لَكَ عَمْرِ يعني, you did something by mistake, you know, خلاص, righteous deeds is gone. However, if Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said this, عَلَى لَيْنُ وَالرَّاسِ, we believe, yes, this is how it is. And no modification, no ta'wil. If a companion said it, then we just try to make sure that, yes, he said it. And where did he get it? He got it, as I said, كلام العلماء يستدل لها ولا يستدل بها.
Talk about people, and Allah will give their actions about the Allah. Yeah. But then either khala bi maharim Allah intahakuha. So their actions are made like, because when they go into a secret, they commit sins.
What are they doing in secret?
Intahaku maharim
Allah. I know. What are they doing in the secret? Which caused them to lose all of their activities?
Maybe the question of
somebody should go and check. I know that hadith. Yeah. But to say that, those dhunub al-khalawat destroys a righteous deed of a person, all of them, that's the first time I heard this. You get it? But we will give the job to Yusuf, radiallahu anhu. Yeah, go just take this one, check and see what the scholar said, and then qulat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how does it work? You get it? Is it the behavior of somebody who is always like that, showing good face, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different? Yeah, because this is who they are. Their true face is not what you see here. Yeah. What you see physically is not their true image. Yeah. And these are the people that وَبَدَالَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُمْ يَحْتَسِبُونَ. And also these are the ones that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said حَتَّى مَا كُلُ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ إِلَّا ذِرَاءَ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ كِتَابُ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلَهَا. يقول ابن رجب فَفِي الْجُمْلَةِ الْخَوَاتِيمُ مِيرَاثُ السَّوَابِقِ. The end is none other than the reflection of the past. So these are people who are corrupt, but they show a different face when they're outside. But they're not like that. Who knows what exactly they are doing? Do you get it? Yeah, تكلمون بألسنتنا, they pray, but when they are in secret, they are different. They have different faces. لا تمشي ذا الوجهين من بين الوراء خير شر البرية من له وجهان. Even having two faces, you know, when dealing with human beings is bad. When you're having two faces with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one face with human being, one face. And the side of Allah is wrong face and the human beings showing good. Do you get the idea? So if there is no action by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is specifically destroying the deed, we should keep it in general. You have the sin, you have the deed. There are actions which are destroying the deed. Like keeping dog at home. That's one comfort. Like hasad. But this one, the hadith is weak. So we cannot rely upon it. But if dhunub kullaha, any ma'asiyah that you commit in secret, destroys your righteous deed, then I need to get it, you know, clearly in the sunnah of the Prophet. So I really am interested in this. So next week, inshallah, we'll give it up to next week, Bulughul Maram, inshallah. Yusuf should come early with the research. And we read it first. Read Allah has
watched. Just a follow-up question for this one. Like, then the hadith which the brother mentioned, according to what you explained, is it not referring to general people like who are good at most times? And sometimes they fall into sin when they are in the khalwa.
Because if you look at it, who is going to be? I'm just looking at it. Who is going to be having a righteous deed in his life? Usually, the good people. How do they commit sin in public? No, in secret. Who can come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and survive? Most of the sins of the righteous people, they do them in secret usually.
But Allah said He will keep the righteous deed and keep the evil deed. And on the day of judgment, He will weigh both of them. Which one is more? You get it? But at the same time, I'm saying, if there is a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ that says this specifically, then we will have to go deeper and see how the scholars address this matter. Okay, this is a very genuine, you know, comment or ta'liq or question on this. And people might be demotivated here. Every righteous deed you do is gone. The simple thing you do, khalas, you lost everything. So then they have to come with no adab to do it in public, not do it in secret. Yeah, and then we are increasing the ma'asi, because if they do it in secret, they know that their deed is going to be destroyed. So Yusuf, please, next week, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa
anta. Last question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shaykh wa ahsanallahu alaikum fi dunya wal akhirah. What is the ruling of someone swearing by Allah frequently or for insignificant things? Is it makruh or haram?
And this is wrong for him to do that. I will not say haram because I can't remember somebody who says it's haram. But it's wrong for a Muslim to make his life like this, always swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on insignificant matters. Sorry, I have to leave before Maghrib. So all the questions, please, if they're urgent, just forward it to me. The questioner, if he has my number or she has, just send them to me. I will answer, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.